The next item on the agenda are permits, projects over $50,000 with no objection, with staff recommendation for approval. Mr. Watkinson, you handling that today, sir?
Yes, sir, Commissioner Bowman. I'll try to go through these as quickly as possible without reading the entire agenda item for each one, since there are 19 page 2 projects today. What I'll try to do real briefly is list the project name, project purpose, the waterway and locality in which it's located, and whether or not there are any royalties associated with that particular project.
That'll be fine.
And if you have any questions, we'll try to answer those at the end as we go through these items. Item 2A is Citizens Telephone Company, or Cooperative. They wish to install fiber optic cable over 5 jurisdictional streams. That would be within the VDOT right-of-way from the town of Independence in Grayson County to the Smith County line along Route 16. In this case, we're recommending a royalty of $684 for the project. Item 2B, Gaslight Landing, LLC, requests authorization to modify an existing dock configuration at their facility along the Occoquan River in Prince William County. Item 2C, Kinder Morgan, requests authorization to modify an existing permit for a temporary dam and flume system to install an articulated concrete mat over an exposed petroleum gas pipeline. In this case, we are recommending a royalty of $1,237.50 for that encroachment. Item 2D, City of Alexandria, is requesting authorization to install 450-foot-long multi-use concrete trail crossings and associated riprap, and this would be over Cameron and Holmes Run in the City of Alexandria. Item 2E, the Federal Highway Administration is requesting authorization to modify their permit to drive sheet piles adjacent to the Colonial Parkway College Bridge crossing, and this is in James City County. Item 2F, the Chesapeake Public Works Department is requesting authorization to replace the concrete pipe culverts along a tributary to Mill Dam Creek in Chesapeake. Item 2G, the Colonial Gas Transmission LLC is requesting authorization to replace and repair gas pipeline segments along multiple water bodies as needed in Isle of Wight County and the City of Newport News. In this case, we are recommending a royalty of $3 per linear foot for any segment that needs to be replaced, and we won't know that until they do actually do the surveys of the pipeline.
That's Columbia Gas?
Columbia Gas, I'm sorry. Okay. Item 2H is Richmond Department of Public Utilities is requesting authorization to modify the time of year restriction for their permit authorizing the temporary work causeway, and this is associated with the replacement of a submerged water pipeline in the James River within the City of Richmond. In this case, we're recommending a new in-stream work time of year restriction of March 1 through August 31st to protect anadromous fish and freshwater mussel species. Item 2I, Newport News Department of Public Utilities is requesting authorization to rehabilitate the existing sheet pile dam, replace and relocate the former fish ladder, and replace the boat lock structure at Walker's Dam in New Kent County on the Chickahominy River. Item 2J, Rivers Rest Motel and Marina, is requesting authorization to construct 2 floating dock extensions and 720 linear feet of floating wave break. And this will be for 30 additional slips at their marina facility on the Chickahominy River in Charles City County. In this case, we are recommending a royalty for the encroachment over the river in the amount of $84,713. Item 2K, U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and the City of Virginia Beach are requesting authorization to modify the existing Cape Henry Beach Nourishment Permit to allow truck haul of beach quality sand, and this would be spread along the beach within the overall boundaries of the project from Lynn Haven Fishing Pier to First Landing State Park. And of course, this is situated along the Chesapeake Bay in the city of Virginia Beach. Item 2L, the Rivanna Water and Sewer Authority is requesting modification of their previously issued permit to replace the existing Meadow Creek sanitary sewer line. Of course, this is along Meadow Creek, at five locations, and it's in the city of Charlottesville. Item 2M, Bedford County is requesting authorization to construct a stream restoration project along 3,472 linear feet of the south fork of Goose Creek in Bedford County. Item 2N, the city of Roanoke is requesting authorization to replace portions of the existing Berkeley Road Bridge that crosses over Glade Creek in the city of Roanoke. Item 2O, BAE Systems is requesting authorization to install and backfill 465 linear feet of sheet pile bulkhead, and this would be on the southern branch of the Elizabeth River in the city of Norfolk. They also have to dredge 500 cubic yards to facilitate that installation and install some fill and riprap scour protection for that bulkhead. Item 2P, Metro Machine Corporation, requests authorization to install 448-foot-long fascia beam along an existing wharf at their facility, and this is at the confluence of the eastern and southern branches of the Elizabeth River in the city of Norfolk. Item 2Q, Urbana Harbor Yacht Club Associates is requesting authorization to revise their existing permit to allow the construction of a total of 2,521 linear feet of floating pier, a new utility pier connection at the facility, and the slight channelward alignment of the downstream section. This is in Urbana Creek in Middlesex County. Item 2R, the town of Smithfield, is requesting authorization to modify the alignment of a previously authorized elevated pedestrian walkway over Little Creek, which is a tributary to Cypress Creek, in the town of Smithfield in Isle of Wight County. And finally, the item that was moved from page 1 to page 2, item 2S, James River Association is requesting authorization to construct a sturgeon reef of riprap material. This would be in the James River near the Turkey Island Cut. If you have any questions, I or members of the staff will try and answer them.
Any questions of members of the commission, Mr. Watkinson, on page 2 items? Mr. Fox?
I just have a comment, a general comment, that it seems to me that in the places where we are charging royalties or for encroachment and so forth, this encroachment can be for a very, very long time. It's not just a one-shot deal. And it seems to me that our fees are very, very small for the encroachment is prohibiting other people in the Commonwealth from using the waterway in many cases, not all cases.
Understood.
But it just seems to me that the fees are very small. That's just a comment.
That's a very timely comment. I've heard that, and I've heard that they're too much as well. So it's in the eye of the beholder, as is obvious. Further comments or questions from members of the commission? Thank you, Tony. This is a public hearing. Is there anyone in the audience who would like to hear, would like to be heard on the page 2 items before the commission? If not, the matter is before the commission for action. Mr. Fox?
I'll move items 2A through 2S.
Is there a second to the motion? Second by Mr. Robbins. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much. Thank you, Tony.